We continue our locker room chats talking about the Jefferson West basketball teams, and we're joined now by the boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. It is brought to you by Heinen Repair. Nice win against a Big 7 League opponent in Hiawatha on Tuesday night. It's been competitive all year, coach, in the Big 7 League, and no different in the matchup at home on Tuesday night, 50-47 against the Redhawks, and they have played pretty well this season. Coach, talk about that game a little bit. What'd you like? What'd you see? And ultimately, down the stretch, your team able to hold on for a win?
Yeah, we've been making a lot of strides and doing, you know, a lot of things well here lately. And last night, I thought we kind of, you know, put it all together. We've had some stretches where we played, you know, well for two quarters, three quarters. Last night, I thought that we put a complete game together, and we were able to, you know, hold on for the W.
Yeah, and you had played Hiawatha just less than 2 weeks ago. That was a makeup game, and the Redhawks got the first meeting by two, and you guys bounced back and get them by three in this one to split that season series. And it's obviously been tough kind of navigating the schedule this year with the games being moved around in January, midseason tournaments being moved and scheduled or rescheduled, I should say. And just it's been a little more challenging, I feel like, than years past with how the weather has worked and how it seems like more games have been moved around. And now here in February, you're really kind of stacking them up and getting more games than practice time, really. How's your team kind of navigated that schedule here?
Last week was a brutal week for us. We played, we had three games in a row, four games in the week. So we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off Thursday, played Friday. So, last week was a tough stretch. We were, able to pull out a win at Royal Valley that third night. And, you know, a couple timeouts I called and I'm like, I was exhausted just from, you know, coaching those games. I wasn't even playing. So, you know, I knew those guys were tired, but you know, I was calling timeouts just to, I mean, let them know, like, hey, I know you're tired, but let's keep battling, keep, you know, digging in there, trying to find something. So, just being able to, like I said, battle through some adversity and just trying to, like I said, finding ways to win and compete. And, with that though, a couple positives that came out of that was, you know, with guys being a little tired, you kind of, you know, dig into your bench a little bit more. And, you know, a couple, which is rare to, you know, let guys get some varsity opportunities this late in the season. But, you know, got some guys into the game and, you know, they played well and, you know, kind of earned the trust of their teammates and the coaches. So, you know, they kind of, you know, expanded who we could play a little bit and, you know, and what we can do in some areas. So that was a positive that came out of it.
What's a week like that for you as the head coach when you have a week where there's four games in a 5-day stretch where you only get that one practice, you know, how do you kind of navigate the scouting, you know, the weekend, I guess, before all those games and then the one practice time that you get on a Thursday? How do you kind of navigate that from your perspective?
Typically, you know, going into games, you try to focus on, you know, if it's Tuesday, Friday, you obviously focus on, you know, who you play Tuesday, and then you don't really, you know, move on until your Friday opponent, until, you know, that Wednesday, and give you a couple days to prepare. But, you know, three games in a row, I mean, your mind is everywhere because you're, you know, you're watching film on, you know, two and three different teams at a time, trying to at least have something, you know, set up already to, you know, be able to give to your guys and some stuff to walk through and at least be on the lookout for. But it makes it tough just because, you know, I think a lot of that stuff is running together for me. So, I mean, I know, you know, players, teenagers, with, you know, low attention spans, I'm sure their minds will bog down with a lot of that stuff as well. But like I said, it's just, I mean, that's the nature of it, and you just got to find ways to, you know, win and compete.
Just two games left here in the regular season and a final Big 7 matchup on Friday at Nemaha Central. You saw them right after the holiday break, and Thunder able to get that win back then. But what would you say maybe is different with your team now, maybe compared to that first matchup?
I think the snow days, I think they helped us a little bit because we were able to, you know, some of those days we were able to get in the gym and get some practices in. And then we followed up the snow days with the tournament week, which we also had, you know, the following week we had a complete week of practice and didn't play until Friday. So, like I said, late in the season to be able to get, you know, 6-7 days of full practice and not really, you know, a preparation practice for the next team that you're about to play. I think that helped, and we were able to, we took some bad losses in that stretch, and like we were able to just kind of, you know, break down some little things and get some things under control. Our turnovers have been down, which has been a huge issue for us all year. Turnovers have been down, doing a much better job boxing out and not giving teams second chance opportunities. So, like I said, I'm looking for, you know, this Nemaha game to be a good one.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers go to Nemaha Central Friday before wrapping up the regular season at Baldwin in a non-league game on Tuesday next week. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, sir. Good to have you back.